context of that, ain't no love like a mother's love. Amen. I found that to be true. Yes. Amen. So I am so grateful today again. I just want to encourage the saints today. Here we are, 2026. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I've been around a while, so that sounded real foreign back in the day. Yeah. I mean, this is when they was talking about the Jetsons, you know, and Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and, you know, Star Trek and all this stuff that was futuristic back then. We're living in those times now. Look where the Lord has brought us from. Can I get a witness today? Have anybody can concur that the Lord has brought you, have brought us from a mighty long way? Amen. And I heard the mothers used to say, he didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm so glad that he did. I'm so grateful that we're still standing, testifying today in 2026 of the goodness of God. Amen. I don't take it for granted. God has been good, good, better than good to me. Amen. So the subject for today is, if I could get it out before my voice do, I got some backup just in case. The subject is real simple, but God. I would imagine some folks in here got some but God moments when you didn't think you were going to make it, but God. All right, come on, y'all might just have to preach this for me today because there's some but gods in the house. Oh, we thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his word. You know, the word but is a conjunction. Just like and therefore and so on. And it's normally comes after a negative. Have you ever noticed that? I almost was dead, but God. See, and there's some but gods in scripture we're going to look at today. Because I think it's very important for us to remember where God has brought us from. I don't want to take God's goodness, his grace, his mercy for granted. God's been good to me. Yes. Don't even get me started testifying about my but gods. Because when I got that third COVID shot, I thought it was over. I'd be up here trying to preach, holding on to the pulpit. Chest burning. Some of you all know my story, but 2 years going through. Didn't know where it was going to be, but God. Come, I'm just saying now, y'all. This God we serve, he's an awesome God. He is a mighty God. What could have been, what should have been, God said not so. So I want to take you, first of all, to Ephesians. We're going to look at about three or four but God scriptures on today. Again, I just want to encourage the people of God. Somebody may be in the house that feel like you can't go no further. Maybe God's word is for you today. Maybe you've been praying for a certain thing for a long time. But I want to let you know, but God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He'll make a way out of no way. He'll give you a highway in the desert. Thank you, God. So Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to take the text from verse 4, but let's get some background first real quick. And I wish that we had a mirror, if everybody had a mirror, but we ain't got one in here. But just picture this in your mind. Look at yourself, and the first two words say, and you. Okay, that's you, and especially me. And you he made alive. Listen, if you are saved, and the Spirit of the living God is indwelling you. You know that your sins are forgiven. You know that your name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. God is saying today, don't forget where I brought you from. Because the children of Israel, they had some problems. They had a problem forgetting what God had done for them. Delivered from Egypt. Crossed the Red Sea. Get over to the promise and still complaining. But watch the word. And you, he made alive. Any live folks in the house today? I'm talking about 98.6. Well, I got older. Mine reads 97. Temperature, that is. But some of you young, strong folks, 98.6 might be the thing for you. But he made alive. Listen to this. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. Can anybody identify with that? Or just me? Okay. I know he's talking to me. In which you once walked according to the course of this world. Anybody been there? Listen, I'm just keeping it real. You know, I think I shared with the church once before. I was so crazy one time before I came to know Jesus, I walked with a limp. Was nothing wrong with my leg. But I had a sin problem. Certain parts of town, I had, what? Thank God, but God. All right, let me read this, because I got a few more but Gods while my voice is holding up. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. We see all over the land. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, children of God's anger, just as the others. Sounds like a reminder. I don't live in the past. I noticed one thing about my car. It's got a rear view mirror that's kind of this small, but a windshield of this big. So I don't drive down the street always looking. I glance at it so I can see what's behind me, but I focus on the windshield. I focus on what's in front of me. So I know where I came from, but I don't continue to look back where I came from, because I've been set free by the blood of Jesus. Amen. So with that being said, that verse 1 through 3, look at verse 4. Y'all might have to help me with this. What's the first two words? But God. That's all I'm trying to say today. He's already, Paul, the great apostle, have already enunciated who we were. Where he brought us from. When we had a case of the can't help it. Whatever looked good, felt good, sounded good, that was it. That's just me now. I know y'all, you know, but I listen, but God, I got some but God moments in my life, and I'm sure you do too. And before the day is over, we might get our shout on about these but Gods. Amen, amen. Thank you, God. So he says, but God, in light of my sinfulness, in light of my rebellion, but God, who is rich in mercy, rich in mercy, hallelujah, overflowing with mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Anybody ever experienced the love of God? I'm talking about when you felt like nobody else loved you. Don't even get me started on B.B. King. He said, nobody loved me but my mama, and she could be jiving too. But the love, some of y'all too young to know about that. Because of his great love with which he loved us. You know, it's a beautiful thing to know. See, God, he loves so much, but he didn't save us because of his love. We're going to see in Scripture, he saved us because of his grace. See, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So there's some actual reaction that we have to have toward the love of God, which allows him to extend his grace to us. And his mercy. I don't know about y'all, but I needed some grace and mercy on overtime. But God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Even Jeremiah said in Lamentations 3:21, this I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed, for his compassions are renewed every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses. Some translators say, when we were dead in our sins. Oh God, thank God for a memory. I know where he brought me from. And guess what? If he brought me from all of that, my Lord, what can he do now with my understanding of who he is now? Thank you, God. When I told my mother one time, if you ever cry again, it won't be because of me. She was shaking her head, saying, where did I go wrong? 1979. Drunk, and my mother's broken. I said, if you ever cry again, it won't be because of me. I didn't have what it took to fulfill what I said, but God heard me. But God, because for the year was out, the Lord had saved me. Before the year was out, the Lord had reunited Sandy and I. I'm talking about a but God moment. All right, look, let me just finish the scripture because y'all going to say he just testifying. But this is the word of God reminding us of who we are and who we are in him. So let me read through here. So he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Unmerited favor. God gave me what I didn't deserve. And mercy said, don't give him what he do deserve. Thank you, God. Have anybody ever had to fall on the mercy of the court? Have anybody ever had to fall on the mercy of the Lord? Lord, have mercy. Thank you, God. So, and it says he raised us up together and made us sit together. Look at us today. Are we sitting together in the house of the Lord? Okay, it says, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I want to serve notice on you today. We're sitting in heavenly places. Because the angel of the Lord encamp around about those that fear him. I heard the old man say, I know the Lord is here because I brought him with me. Thank you, Lord. I'm just giving God praise on today. Let me read verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show you the exceeding riches of his grace. This is for us, church, individually and collectively. In his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. In his kindness. Have you ever been shown kindness? But there's no kindness like the kindness that Jesus can give. He's a present help in trouble. He'll hear your cry. He'll hear your moan. He'll count up your tears and store them in his bottle. He'll let you know that I'm there for you. I've been there for you ever since before you were conceived in your mother's womb. And now since he's brought us back from our trespasses and sin, wow, because of his rich mercy and love he has for us, we ought to give God praise, for he is worthy to be praised. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. So if that wasn't enough from Paul for the church at Ephesus, listen to what he said to the folks over in Rome. But when we were still without strength, is he talking about this kind of strength? When we were without strength, when we didn't know what to do, we didn't know where to go, didn't know how to live, didn't even know how to forgive. For when we were still without strength, when we were down and in our sins, when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. That ought to hit somebody. I was not born godly. I just got to tell you, if you ain't already gathered what I've been testifying about, Christ in due time, in general, in due time, Christ died for the godly, ungodly. But as it relates to us individuals, in due time, Christ died for me. pick me up out of the miry clay. Place my feet on a solid rock to stay. For when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And he's going to say, for scarcely or barely, for a righteous man will one die, give his life. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. We've seen folks jumping in front of quote unquote good people to try to spare their lives. But God, y'all help me out here. But God demonstrates his own love toward us. And while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. I just want to know who I'm talking about today, because there's some but God things up in here. Thank you, Lord. When I was falling out of a ceiling one day and saw myself hitting the ground from about 18 feet up. And all I know is when I came to, I was holding on to two joists, two rafters, and my feet just dangling like this. And the worker said, man, we just heard you scream Jesus. But God could have been dead and in my grave. But God made old death behave. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. There's some but God moments in here. Ooh, some of us have had some pretty rough diagnoses, you know, prognosis. Thank you, God. When I just think about his goodness and all that he has done for me, I can't help but cry out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving. See, salvation is nothing to take lightly. Sometime when the altar appeal is going forth and a preacher, evangelist, a lay member, somebody is appealing to people. Is there anybody here who want to give their life to Jesus? Don't take that lightly. That is a clarion call from heaven. Because this loving, merciful, kind, and gracious God is knocking on doors. Saying, forget about your pride. Forget about your uncertainties. Focus on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he will set you free. God is looking for folks who will stand up and say, I'm on the Lord's side. And it makes me mighty glad. All through the panoply of Scripture, we see those who love God and who have had some hard times. But God brought them through. Psalm 73 and 25. The writer says, who do I have in heaven but you? Thank you. Thank God for friendship. Friendships, relatives, fellow saints and friends. Thank God for acquaintances. Thank God for the koinonia. Thank God for the fellowship in the house of the Lord sitting in heavenly places. But look what the writer said. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. Where is my desires at today? What is it that's taking precedence over Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith? So this writer says, there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. Listen to this. My flesh and my heart may fail. But God is the strength of my heart. He is the strength of my heart. He is the strength of my very being. He's everything to me and so much more. He says, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I had a portion of sweet potato pies. I had a portion the other day of some gumbo. Had a portion of some things where y'all be frowned on. When they cooked, but I had a portion. But there's no portion like my portion in Jesus Christ. My portion in the kingdom of God. My portion in the will of God. My portion in the place of God. My portion in praising and worshiping the God of my salvation. Who do I have in heaven but you, God? Who can help me when nobody else can? Who can hear my cry in the midnight hour? Nobody but you, God. Have anybody ever been in that place to where you had a but God moment? Thank you. And the neighbors may not know it. Your spouse may not know it. But you had a but God moment. I almost gave up. Almost lost my mind. Almost lost my house. Whatever that is, but God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody need to resurrect some but gods in your life today. Don't take his goodness, his kindness for granted. We have tapped into the throne room of God. I better go before my time run out with this little cough today. Paul was preaching, I believe it may have been his second missionary journey, and he found himself in Antioch. And the people invited him to the synagogue to share Jesus. And he began from the start to the finish, historically and biblically speaking, preaching to the people. Went through Abraham and Jacob and all the patriarchs, Daniel, and but then he got down here in verse 13, verse 28 of Acts 13. And he started talking about Jesus. Something happens when you start talking about Jesus. Sometimes the room will get quiet. What did he say? My nephew that's about to get commutation from prison after 31 years. I've been telling him all you have to do is breathe. Yes. All you have to do is worship God. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get in a hurry for nothing. Because when 9 months ago, he was still reconciled in his mind to die in prison. But God. Yes. One day he got up and somebody said, here's a letter for you. And the letter was from the governor's office recommending him for a commutation. And I say, nobody but you, God. We have been praying, God, let him embrace his mother again. We're still praying that prayer because right now she's dealing with cancer. Right now it's challenging, but I believe God's word because he said God told him he'll be out the door at 54, and he's 54 years old. We believe in God. It's some but God moments up in here. Thank you, Lord. And so as he goes down the lineage and gets to this Jesus, it says, and though they found no cause for death in him, yet the ruling authorities wanted to kill Jesus. What did he do wrong? Laying hands on the sick, giving sight to the blind, unstopping deaf ears, raising folks from the dead, healing folks with blood issues, and up and down we go, and they wanted to kill him. But he said, and though they found no cause in death for death in him, they asked Pilate that he should be put to death. We're living in a time where people are saying, I don't need that Jesus. He's dead to me. But as others are saying, I speak Jesus. I speak glory, hallelujah. I speak hallelujah, thank you, oh, bless your name, dear God of all heaven, thank you, Jesus. He said, and though they found no cause for death in him, they asked Pilate that he should not be put to death. Now, when they had fulfilled, God, the word of God always fulfills itself. If you want to know what the past, present, and future is, get in the word. Get in the word of God. He said, now when they had fulfilled all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the tree, from the old rugged cross, where they stretched him wide, hung him high, and for you and I, he died. Oh, my God. Think about it. Now, when they had fulfilled all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a borrowed tomb. He wasn't going to need it too much longer than 3 days. Y'all help me with this. But God raised him from the dead. And because he lived, we live. And because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all of my fears are gone. Because he lives. Oh, I bless his name on today. I give him glory. I cannot figure it out. God, why have you been so good to me? Oh, God. God, did I deserve your healing? Did I deserve your deliverance? David said, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits to me? Oh, he thought about it for a minute. He said, I'll just take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Is anybody calling upon the name of the Lord today for your help, for your strength, for your very existence, for your sound mind? Whatever it is, keep it but God. See, somebody may say, well, that's good for them. We've heard the but gods in scripture, and we've heard the preacher testifying but some but gods. But there's somebody who's about to give up. But I want to let you know, but God can turn it around. He can give you strength. The Bible said, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Some folks have given up praying. Some people have given up their dreams and their hope, and they put them on the back shelf. Don't believe it's going to happen. They're just trudging around through life. Jesus will resurrect your dreams. He'll resurrect your hope. He'll breathe new life into you and give you purpose. The Bible tells me, Psalm 34, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Let me ask you all that. Is that true? How many righteous folks in here? Not because of your righteousness. Let me just clarify. Not because of nothing we've done is so good. But the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus that's been applied to our lives. Thank you, God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Those who are crying out to God. Those who are on their knees calling out to him. Those who are grateful for what he's done. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord... Y'all help me preach. I'm going to shut this thing down. But the Lord delivers out of them all. Amen. I heard somebody say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah. Blessed is the man, woman, boy, or girl who trusts in him. Put your trust in Jesus. He'll work it out. Faith ain't what you can see. Faith is not what we can feel. Faith is not what we can hold tangibly in our hand, but faith is God. Who will have in heaven but you? Looking unto Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith. Thank God for Jesus. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. I'm reminded of old gospel song. Said, I was sinking. Anybody ever seen the Western movies and they got quicksand? I saw one time the man got in the quicksand and his horse got in the quicksand. And wasn't nobody around. They was in trouble. But God. Well, this was an old movie, but something happened with them and they got out of the quicksand. But the old song say, I was sinking. So very deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master over there in the house over there, in the computer room, over there in the overflow, but the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now saved am I. Anybody saved today? If you're saved, you ought to give God glory. You ought to give God praise. If you don't have a but God moment, think about it for a minute. When your relationship was about to fall apart, but God. Whew. When the kids got to that crazy age, but God. Mm-hmm. And we go down the line. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When everybody was getting COVID but me, but God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, nobody but you, Lord. God allowed somebody to fall in love and tie the knot. And they may have never thought it was going to happen, but they say, but God. Woo, put somebody in my path. And tamed me. All right, I better leave that alone. But God. I just want to encourage the saints today. There's more but God's for you. Mm-hmm. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Where can I go but to the Lord? Seeking a refuge for my soul. When you need a friend to save you in the end, go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Listen, Jesus is the answer. I'm so grateful we were sharing with my little granddaughter who wasn't raised in the church, 16 years old. But we were able to speak Jesus. She said, Papa and Nani, this is the best Christmas I ever had. She told her mom, I've learned so much. Thank you, God. And she said, do you only listen to gospel music? I say, that's just my genre of choice. And wait a minute, we don't eat. Let's bless the food. So last night, the last meal we had was, you know, no, her and I was at Chick-fil-A. I say, you bless the food. She said, me, Papa? Aww. I said, yeah. I said, it's real simple. Thank you, Lord, for this food. Amen. And she was just, her little eyes just lit up. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, God. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. I'm done. But is there anyone before? This is communion. There's a lot going on here. Every first Sunday, we have dinner served in the rear. So don't go nowhere if you can, if you don't have to. Grab some hot soup back there. Abundigas. Yeah. And some without meat in it, too. But if there's anyone in the house of the Lord today, and you crave a but God moment, you're having a hard time right now. There's stuff you can't figure out. Somebody may be close to giving up. Somebody may feel like they're oppressed by the enemy. You need a but God moment. Somebody's been wrestling with how to make this decision. Should I go or should I not? You need a but God moment. And when we place whatever it is in the Master's hand, all we have to do is trust him and wait on the Lord. Amen. Praying in the name of Jesus. Prayer is so important as we wait on the Lord. Somebody say, I want to learn how to pray. I'm with you. That's a good thing. But just talk to your Father. I can tell God stuff he won't tell nobody. Now, I can't say that about everybody, right? But God, he won't tell nobody. And you can tell him right where it hurts. I mean, I'm talking about the very depth of our soul. So, again, my question this day, I'm not going to drag you up here on the altar, nothing like that. But if you need a but God moment in your life, would you just raise your hand? I'm going to pray for you before we have communion on today around the Lord's table. Jennifer, there's some but gods. God rewards faithfulness. The gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. But gods, you already have quite a few, but there's some more. Because what you believe in God for, it's already done. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are in the house of the Lord, today, if there's some but gods in your life, raise up your hand as we call on Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we speak Jesus today. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you by the power of the Holy Ghost, rest upon your people today. In the name of Jesus, God, we need a touch from you. We need to hear from you, Lord. We need a fresh anointing, God. We need discernment in our life, God. We need protection, God. We need deliverance today, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch we, your people today. Pour out of your spirit upon us today, God. In the name of Jesus, as we lay out before you, Father God. Where there's doubt, God, won't you erase it? Where there's fear, God, won't you replace it with love? For you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, your word said that God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. God, the person on the sound of my voice that's been making and trying to make it happen all by themselves, give them to stop striving. Give them to stop trying to make it happen, but to tell the Father all about it. And be still and see the salvation of the Lord. So, Father, I thank you today. I praise you, Lord, for this time. Thank you for this word, Father God. We love you, we bless you, and we praise you. Set the captive free today. New strength today. Thank you, God. There's gifts in the house. Oh, God, there's anointing in the house. God, you're doing something in our midst. You brought folks in. And keep on bringing us in from our past, from our situation. Bring us into the place where we see nothing but you, Jesus. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen.